boy set out with his letter, but he lost his way, and in the evening came to a large forest. In the darkness, he saw a small light, and he went toward it and reached a cottage. When he went in, an old woman was sitting by the fire, quite alone. She started when she saw the boy and said, "Whence do you come, and whither are you going?" "I come from the mill," he answered, "and wish to go to the queen, to whom I'm taking a letter. But as I have lost my way in the forest, I should like to stay here for the night." "You poor boy," said the woman, "you have come to a den of thieves, and when they come home, they will kill you." "Let them come," said the boy. "I am not afraid, but I am so tired I can't go any further." And he stretched himself onto the bench and fell asleep. Soon afterwards, the robbers came and angrily asked what the strange boy was lying there. "Ah," said the old woman, "it is an innocent child who has lost himself in the forest, and out of pity I have let him come in. He asked to take a letter to the queen." The robbers opened the letter and read it, and in when it was written, the boy was assumed to be put to death. Then the hard-hearted robbers felt pity, and their leader tore up the letter and wrote another, saying as soon as the boy came, he should be married at once to the king's daughter. Craig.